Lou, everything? So he keeps pushing him in again. What a crazy guy. We used to play backyard race. Everybody has to run across the backyard and climb over the fence and run across the backyard and climb over the fence and like that. And whoever gets to the end first wins. So there's one backyard. Every time we run across, a lady comes out and throws things at us. You know, water, pans, bottles, everything. And her husband gets real mad. He puts up a board with nails in it. So every time we climb over the fence, we have to jump over the nails. So one time he's out climbing over the fence. Everybody jumps over the nails but Dufo. 16 stitches. What a crazy guy. We used to take different cars and drive it around. We didn't keep them or anything. You know, some guys sell them. We didn't sell them or anything. We used to park them in front of a police station when we used to shoot them. Well, we seen his car. It was a 39 Packard, and the keys is in it, so we was driving around. So I said, let's go over to Dufo's house. So we went over there and left it out in front and went inside. And I said, hey, Dufo, there's my car right there. How do you like it? So he says, that ain't your car. You know, he's real dumb. So I told him, sure, here's the keys. I said, go ahead, take your girl for a ride. So he gets in it. He just gets around the corner and the cops pick him up. He's on 2 years probation. Well, I'll see you around, huh?
Ha-ha! It's time for my new magic trick, Johnny. Are you ready for it? Good. Now sit down, and Grandpa's going to do his magic trick that he did on little Jenny last year. Now close your eyes. That's a good boy. Now, repeat after me the magic phrase. Two eyes, two ears, two nose, two beers. And now, whoa! Open your eyes. Can't open them anymore because you don't have them. Oh my, that's the first part of the magic trick. Don't worry, Johnny, just keep in your seat. It's okay, you'll see the color blue again. Just repeat after me the magic phrase. Two eyes, two ears, two nose, two beers. Oh my goodness, now listen to what's going... Oh, you can't hear me anymore, can you? It's all part of the magic trick. Now I just want... Stacy, here, hold it. I'm going to hold you down there since you can't hear what I'm saying and you can't see my mouth. So, just stay there now. I'm going to say the magic phrase all by myself. Two eyes, two ears, two nose, and, well, I'll have four beers here. Tastes like a lager. Shirlene Spinoza, I think, maybe. Well, looks like you can't smell anything that's going on because you don't have any more nose. Grandpa's going to do one last part of the trick now. Two eyes, two ears, 16 more beers, and four more beers on top of that. Well, Johnny, looks like you're going to have to be carted away now. Take him out of here, Frank. There goes another one. Just a few magic tricks. Takes them all away. Can't see, can't hear, can't smell a thing. Can still feel, though. Take them to a good massage parlor. Hate doing it to the kids, but, well, leaves me no choice. The High Commander puts me in the position of taking away senses from those that were chosen to have their senses taken away. There's no real choice in the matter, it's just whoever gets selected out of the big magic hat that the High Commander has sitting up here. Well, there goes little Johnny.
And you chicken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop, 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 hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop.
Come on,
let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jump is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop.
Let's go!
Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Baby,
let's go to the hop.
Baby,
let's go to the hop.
Thank you.
we've really got to get out there and see what's going on with the festival. I mean, I feel like we've missed half of the things that have gone on right now.
Oh, nonsense. These sorts of things always take a few minutes to ramp up. They've got to, like, wire the Ferris wheel in. They've got to tame the circus cartwheeling dogs that come by.
Right.
You know, they've got to, line the police officers' pockets. And that takes time. That takes a certain infrastructure that needs some time to develop. So I think we're doing okay, just being down here, making sure that...
Could you pass me that croissant, actually? Maybe I wouldn't mind eating that after all.
Oh, sure, no sweat.
Dr. Norman Vincent Nightcap answers your questions. Good evening, friends. It's the end of another day of pointless toil and emotional backup, is it not? But isn't it good to know that when you have nowhere else to turn, Dr. Norman Vincent Nightcap can answer your question? Good evening, Dr. Nightcap.
Good evening, Tim.
Tonight's question comes from a girl in Kansas who is worried about her fiancé. She writes,
"Dear Dr. Nightcap, I've been seeing Billy Joe Mervin for 4 years. He won't marry me, he won't get a job, and he picks it himself. I tell him to leave those scabs alone, but he just keeps on picking and picking and picking and picking until I just can't take it. But the worst thing is that sometimes real early in the morning, he comes over to our house to see my mother to have morning conference. That's what they call it. And then she gives him a little present, or sometimes a big present, and I feel real left out, and I don't know where to turn."
Dr. Nightcap, do you have an answer for this troubled girl?
Indeed I do, Tim. How about a Kahlua Stinger? Pour 3 hefty jiggers of cognac over ice. Add a jigger of Kahlua, the coffee-flavored liqueur from sunny Mexico. Splash on a dash of Polish vodka, and serve.
Thank you, Dr. Nightcap. And I know our friend in Kansas thanks you, too.
Glad to be of help, Tim.
Be with us next time when Dr. Nightcap answers a question from a welfare mother from New Mexico. Have a little dividend on that delicious Kahlua Stinger, Dr. Nightcap.
Don't mind if I do, Tim. And God bless.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thank you. Substitute ensign while I'm gone. So, that's all for my audio letter out to you. Hope everything's going well up on the Star Cruiser, the replacement Star Cruiser. And I'll be down here with the gambling casinos. You know how to reach me. Just dial me on my space link. Over and out, Lieutenant Van Muren. Stop hologram, please. Stop hologram. Shoot, I can't stop the hologram. Sorry about this, Commander. The hologram was supposed to shut off by now, but I can't seem to turn it off. Stop hologram.
food in Hawaiian Punch. Seven kinds of food in Hawaiian Punch. Hawaiian Punch is made by seven kinds of food for a one-of-a-kind food taste. Seven kinds of fruit in Hawaiian Punch. Seven kinds of fruit in Hawaiian Punch. Hawaiian Punch is made with seven kinds of fruit for a one-of-a-kind food taste.
weigh?
About 105 pounds.
That's because the Earth's gravity pulls you downward with just that amount of force.
Well, how much would I weigh on the moon?
The moon is much smaller than the Earth, so you would weigh about 18 pounds.
I think I'll stay where I am.
Well, gravity will help you do just exactly that.
Gravity! Gravity! All matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity! Gravity is what we call that force.
If the Earth is a ball, why don't we fall off while it spins around? If the Earth is a ball, why don't we all go flying off the ground? Well, the Earth has a force that pulls and draws all matter toward its core. And the pull of the force called gravity is why we don't fall off.
Gravity, gravity, all matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity, gravity is what we call that force.
Well, the Earth is so large that each little part appears to be quite flat. But the Earth is a ball and we never fall off due to a simple fact. There's the force that draws you to its core no matter where you're at. And before you fly from the face of the Earth, there's a force to counteract.
Gravity, gravity, all matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity, gravity is what we call that force. All matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity, gravity is what we call that force.
This is one of the finest butter plants in the United States. It is one of many meadow gold plants which help supply the American people with butter. In this sparkling white-tiled room, giant churns with a combined output of 40,000 pounds daily are in operation. And Mrs. Harwood learns that good butter begins in the receiving room where cream from the farms is graded. Cream which meets all tests is pasteurized thoroughly, cooled to churning temperature, and then pumped into the churns by means of stainless steel pumps. These huge churns are filled half full of rich, high-grade cream and then revolve at steady speed for 30 minutes. Let's have a look at that churn. No dashers here. The revolving motion does it all.
Hi there, Tim. This is Commander Chuck Malarkey, and phoning in a courtesy call. Just wanted to call in and ask a question while I was thinking about it. Well, I'm tuning in here to the Shirley and Spinoza radio broadcast. I'm hovering above the East Bay, Oakland, California, to be exact. And what should happen to come on but none other than The Ghost in the Pantry, which I've heard so many times, but I have a question about it now, and it's bugging the crap out of me. And I don't, well, I'm in a tailspin right now, and hopefully I can recover. But first I need to find out one little piece of trivia, and that is, does Jehoshaphat turn into the Ghost of the Coast, or is the Ghost of the Coast appear in the same place that Jehoshaphat is at? Now, that's something that's been egging my brain here, so why don't you give me a call and or maybe rectify matters for us here and the listeners, and we'll be back on the air in just a few seconds. As soon as I can pull up out of this nosedive.
Я хочу сказать, что я не могу 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 сказать, Thank you. 特搜队来了吗？那个球不动了。啊！快！ studio. RoboSpeak. How much for all this? RoboSpeak. This is studio. RoboSpeak. How much for all this? Yo, you do the beats here. How much for all this? RoboSpeak, yo. I'm a producer. How much for all this? RoboSpeak. Oh, I'm a DJ. Yo, I'm a DJ. I'm a producer. I'm a DJ and a producer. Yo, how much for all this? This is studio. Yo, I've been mad money here. I'm a producer. I'll be back. I'm a producer. RoboSpeak. How much for all this? Yo, I spend mad money.
The comic book.
See, in the comic book universe, you see,
it's all eggs and soda.
See, it's all eggs. It's all eggs and soda. See,
you gotta give me something to write on.
See, I need something to write on.
Write a program.
See, what I want to do for you is, at RoboSpeak, is write up a program for you. I want to write a program. See?
In the comic book universe.
In the comic book universe.
Roams the evil drum machine.
Evil drum machine that roams around. But you got that here? You got that evil drum machine? I think I hear that. Is that what I hear? The evil drum machine? I hear someone told me you got the evil drum machine. Because you see, in the comic book universe, see, it's all eggs and soda. But I hear you got the evil drum machine here. The RoboSpeak, I hear you got evil. Drum machine, the RoboSpeak. Evil drum machine, the RoboSpeak. Just let me ask you all these questions and I'll come back. I got some questions to ask about the evil drum machine. Yo, I spend mad money. See, I'm a DJ. Yo, I'm a producer. Yo, I spend mad money. See, I'm a DJ. Yo, I'm a producer. Just let me ask you all these questions. I'll come back. Yo, I spend mad money. See, I'm a DJ. Yo, I'm a producer. See, in the comic book universe, see, it's all eggs and soda. An evil drum machine. Am I unwashed, but you this stench. Yo, how much for all this? How much for all this? This is studio. Yo, this is some mad shit you got in here, Robo. See, I'm a DJ. Yo, I spend mad money here. I'll be back sometime after I ask you 10,000 questions. Yo, I'm a producer in the comic book universe. See, it's all eggs and soda. Yo, I'm a DJ. Yo, I'm a producer. Yo, I spend mad money here, 'cause it's all eggs and soda. Yo, I'm a DJ. RoboSpeak.
Designed and computerized as a mechanized electronic aid for Earth voyagers engaged in astral expeditions. Thank you. Well.
Grape gum and grape jelly.
Well, I would imagine grape jelly is authentic, isn't it? I don't know about
gum. Yeah, but there's some more authentic than others. I think it's especially the gum. I just always thought it was really fake for them. And last night I just felt like I was cooking a vat of the delicious, which is so the same. So when you made this apple butter, did you bake the apples?
No, I don't think I baked them.
No. There was just a baking recipe that, you know, you didn't have to stir so much. I thought you'd try that one.
Being a problem, except it took a long time before it really got thick. A lot of the water had to cook off. Actually, there was a strawberry bed out here when we moved in, but I took it out because the previous owner said they weren't doing very well, so I had to take it out and do something else with it. I raised strawberries 1 year, and for a couple of years they did really well, and then they just started getting smaller and fewer, and I probably didn't know how to thin them out, because they keep multiplying and spreading from runners. They keep multiplying and spreading them out.
You were really patient skimmer, you could get them all, because I really skimmed out quite a few.
What shall I do? I have to stop singing and start thinking.
Oh, come with me to find the wizard. I'm sure he'll give you a brain. But first, let's get away from the yellow, green, rose.
I'm the Inman, and I squeak. It's all numbers when I speak. Facts and figures, figures and facts. One adds or one subtracts. I'm the Inman, and I'm keen. I've a mind like a machine. Charts and digits, digits and charts. I will total all your parts. I'm the Inman, and I'm all head. But elsewhere, I'm kind of dead. Graphs and data, data and graphs. I get answers, but no laughs. I'm the Inman, I define. I deduce, then I design. Gains and losses, losses and gains. I'm just loaded down with brains. I'm the Inman, number 1358760235795256903. Boy, do I have your number.
It must be great to be so smart.
What good is it if you can't feel? It's unfeeling not to feel.
Why didn't you come with us to find the wizard?
He's gonna give me a brain, he's gonna show Dorothy where it's at, and he'll give you a heart.
Well, I trust you're well rested. We have a phone call for you. It's the president. Well, don't just stand there, man. It's the president. Good Lord, man, you've got to take this call. It's the president. By God, man! What are you doing? It's the president! Take this call! Take this call! my God, if it's the last thing you do, you've got to take this.
This is Barbie doll addiction that lives within me. Burn, Barbie, burn. Just burn with me, burn. Melt, Barbie, melt. Just melt with me, melt. Do you remember when all you ever wanted was that pretty boy Ken? Well, he's dead. We can be forever, just my Barbie and me, melting so together. Then you will see. Die, Barbie, die. Just die with me, die.
Here we go. At the moment, this is C. So you're just sliding the, basically, bridge. Then we go down to B, or we can go right up to C sharp. So that means the maximum change on that one note is a whole tone. You can go from B to C sharp.
Right.
So you're probably thinking, is that all it is?
Well, no, I'm thinking, what's it for?
What's it for is that it gives you this whole new world of possibilities on the acoustic piano. It means that no longer are we restricted to the 88 notes split up into 12 notes per octave. It means that we can suddenly explore all these different temperaments, but very importantly also scales and modes from other cultures, incorporating microtones and quarter tones. It will mean that we are putting into operation what I call the principle of fluid tuning. The fact is that you will be changing the position of notes. So if you want to cultivate, to create a landscape per composition, then you create a new landscape, this whole new palette of colours to explore. And that is the principle of fluid tuning. That is the big leap. If you want to go back just to how it is normally, whatever you want to call it, normality, then you can. It's up to you.
Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Je vis sous ton toit et je suis à toi. Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Moi je t'ai toi, et toi tu m'as moi. Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Tout au long des mois, mon amour pour toi. Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Tout au long des mois, mon amour croit. Tout ce que j'aime qu'on soit, tu l'es. Tout ce que j'aime qu'on ait, tu l'as. Et j'aimerais avoir un délai pour goûter tout cela. Mais l'amour étant ce qu'il est, n'appartient à celui qui l'a. Que le temps d'un saut sans filet, que le temps des lilas. Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Je vis sous ton toit et je suis à toi. Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Moi je t'ai toi, et toi tu m'as moi. J'aimerais avoir un délai pour goûter tout cela. Mais l'amour étant ce qu'il est, n'appartient à celui qui l'a. Que le temps d'un saut sans filet, que le temps des lilas. Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Je vis sous ton toit et je suis à toi. Jamais deux sans toi, ni toi sans moi. Moi je t'ai toi, et toi tu m'as moi. Tu m'as moi, moi je t'ai toi, et toi tu m'as moi.
You're still not ready for the four elements. Earth. When? Dude.